The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Cleaning supplies are often not environmentally safe, and they're also not cheap. So anything I can do to solve both problems?
Yeah, there are things you likely already have around the house that can clean quite nicely and for pennies. Hydrogen peroxide is one of the most versatile.
Interesting. I mean, that's something I have in my medicine cabinet.
See, what did I tell you, Gil?
All right.
Hydrogen peroxide is non-toxic and disinfecting, so you could use it to wipe down your countertops, cutting boards, you could wipe out the fridge and the dishwasher. Just let it bubble for a few minutes on a surface and scrub and rinse. By the way, Gil, do you know why it's always in a brown or otherwise opaque bottle?
I have no idea why.
Well, when it's exposed to light, it loses some of its effectiveness. So if you put hydrogen peroxide in a spray bottle, which I recommend you do when you use it as a cleaner, just make sure to keep it in an opaque bottle.
Anything else you can use it for?
Yeah, it's great for whitening bathtub grout. So spray your tub and tiles with hydrogen peroxide, let it sit, and then scrub the grout with an old toothbrush. And you can use it in the toilet bowl, too. Just let it stand for 20 minutes or so and scrub. And one more.
Yeah.
You can clean your sponges with hydrogen peroxide. So soak them for 10 minutes or so in a 50-50 mix of hydrogen peroxide and warm water in a dish, and then just rinse them afterward.
Yeah. You can also disinfect a sponge in your microwave. You just heat it for a minute or so.
Yep. That's another really good alternative. Okay. You ready for another versatile cleaner?
Of course. What do you got?
Onions. They can actually deodorize and clean.
Okay. One of the things I don't think about with onions is deodorizing. Really?
I thought you might say that. But it's true. They can absorb smells. So if you cut an onion in half or in quarters, you can use it to absorb the dank smell that a basement gets, or even the odor of paint if you've just painted a room.
Okay, but am I just exchanging the smell of paint for the smell of onions?
It might at first, but then it'll dissipate along with the original odor. Do you want another great use for onions?
Putting on a burger.
Very close. Cleaning your grill.
Huh.
So heat the grill, spear a half an onion with a fork, and glide it over the grates, and you can remove the grease and charred bits of food. And you can similarly use a half an onion to scrub a burned or gunky pot. You just scrub it, you know, let the onion juice do its thing and wash it away. And usually the gunk will come up a little bit easier.
Let's switch gears for a bit. Laundry detergent. It's something we have to buy so often. Are there any recipes for that? Is there a DIY for laundry detergent?
There is. And I must say they're very popular, in fact. And so we tested a few different concoctions and found one did a little better than the others. And so the full recipe will be online at houselogic.com/radio, but here's the recipe in a nutshell. You basically need borax, washing soda, Fels naphtha soap, and water. And all you do is grate the soap bar, the Fels naphtha soap bar, and dissolve it in boiling water. Then you put 3 gallons of water in a bucket and add all your ingredients, including the dissolved soap, into the bucket until it's dissolved, and then you just let it sit for about 24 hours. It'll be a little clumpy at the end, so stir it before using, but you're going to put in a little bit into your washing machine, and that's going to dissolve anyway. You use about a cup of detergent per regular size load, and based on what we came up with, our cost per load was about 7 cents compared to about 20 cents for a commercial brand.
Now, the one thing that caused me concern there was the borax. It's natural, but it's toxic.
Yes, it's definitely not something you should ingest, and the EPA urges caution about using it, but there's still a lot of people out there in the web sphere that say you're going to use very little when you're doing one load of laundry, so you know if you're comfortable with it, you can, but if you're not, if you're still concerned, baking soda is a good substitute, and it's also something you probably already have in the house.
Great, great tips. You can go to houselogic.com/radio for more cleaning ideas, including ideas for homemade dishwasher detergent. And you can follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Thank you, Christina, for the ideas. Always learn something from you.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.